Welcome to Model S, guys. Spin out. So everyone can put their belts on it.
Yep.
Obviously this is an all-electric vehicle. It's extremely quiet. It's got less than 20 moving parts on the whole car, which is pretty amazing. The combustion engine has thousands. So you'll see for when we're moving, it's extremely
no
silent.
Noise at all.
Wow.
No noise.
If you close the window.
Well, the sunroof's open.
Oh, okay.
It's quite a spooky feeling, isn't it?
Not, it is
you're so used
area,
to having
it?
A having a vibration or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Although we get the buses, don't we, now with
the hybrid buses,
the hybrid buses.
It's true.
And the first time I went on one, it stopped at traffic lights and then it flips into electric.
Yeah.
And I thought it had stalled.
Oh, really?
because it goes on, it drives on diesel partway and then it uses electric.
And then it uses electric.
So when it stops,
yeah.
Right, okay. And then it pulls away and then it goes back into diesel.
It's quite incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the noise, it's like you say, we're quite used to.
So how much of it is automatically able?
In terms of
self-driving.
Oh, okay. So in terms of self-driving, there's a few features on here that will kind of parts of a self-drive.
Yeah.
So, you know, the thing we're doing now is something called auto park.
Yeah.
So we're scanning the area for a car park space. So once we've found that space, which we've just found on the dashboard, there's a P.
Yeah.
So we've scanned the area, got the car park space, we've flicked it into reverse,
yeah.
And we've got an overhead view now of the space behind us. So I'm just going to press start, and then I'm going to take my hands off the wheel and my feet away from the pedals, and it's all going to do it for us. Okay. Fingers crossed.
Have you hit anything yet?
Well, we need something to jump out inside in front of see how well it's
going. I don't want to test it to that degree. right now. But the steering wheel is now moving around and doing all this business. Just feel it going around there.
Is there a reason that's to do a 3-point turn? Is that just a standard thing it does when it's
say that again, sorry.
Is there a reason that's to do like a 3-point turn rather than just doing it in one go?
Well, it was the angle.
Oh, right.
It was the angle, so it will do it in one go.
Okay.
If it can. It all depends on the angle we've positioned the car in initially.
Yeah.
But because this is a very tight space, it will probably require a few more goes. But yeah, it's put it in park for us. We can essentially get out there, which we're not going to do right at this point. We're just going to drive around to the front.
Okay.
And off we go again.
Have you been able to drive one of these on a mainstream road?
Yeah, I work for Tesla and I work just up the road in a showroom. So I do this for a living, which is amazing.
It doesn't sound like a bad job.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. I want a job like that.
Someone's got to do it.
It's going to be a while before I start employing people like me to work for car companies.
Perfect. Okay, guys. Thank you very much
thank
for that.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Short but very sweet.
Grab my arm again, that's fine.
Yep, I might just have to get my bag out of the boot.
I'll get that out for you. That's cool. Did you enjoy that experience?
Yes, it's quite a spooky feeling, isn't it?
Yeah,
there's your bag.
There's your bag.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, no
thank
problem.
You. Oh, sorry. Try not to hit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got
it.
Perfect, thank you very much.
We're just going to take you this way.
Yep, perfect.
It's a bit of a shortcut.